Welcome to the LU Moment, where we showcase all the great things happening with Lamar University faculty, staff, students, and alumni. I'm John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs here at LU, and I want to welcome you all to this week's show. This week on the LU Moment, we are sitting down with an LU alumna who is no stranger around Lamar University. Danielle Sutton is the co-founder, owner, and outreach director for 409 Family. She graduated in 2008 with a Bachelor of Science in Interdisciplinary Studies with a certification in Early Childhood Elementary Education. Danielle, welcome to the LU Moment.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you here. Great to see your face around Lamar lately. I know you're on the advisory board for the alumni as well.
Yes. I've gotten to have so many different honors. I think I'm getting to spend more time here than I did when I was in school.
Well, we're glad to have you here. So I know I gave a little bit of a bio for you, just a little brief introduction, but I always like to let my guests introduce them. So could you tell us in your own words before we get started with the conversation, let's hear a little bit more about you.
So like you were saying, I got to start my college career here at Lamar University, and I had an excellent education that I love that I got to have such an impact on so many students and my fellow teachers and teams that I got to work with, and the support that I had being here was really amazing. And so from there, I have moved to West Texas, and then we've ended up coming back to where it all started down here in 2016. And so now I've got this whole business that has arisen from a lot of different avenues to culminate into this one thing called 409 Family. And so it keeps me very involved, and my family gets to be a part of it, which is phenomenal. And
ties it all together.
Yes.
It's kind of like a full circle. You know, you had the experience of moving off, and you said you taught over when you moved?
I taught in Abilene for over 5 years, and then got to be a stay-at-home mom when we moved near Corpus. And then that was just like a one-year stint there. And then we came back this way while my husband was traveling back and forth to Louisiana. So I got to be back in my hometown with my family and tribe close by.
Came back where it all started. But we're glad you did.
Me too.
So let's go ahead and jump into it. To start, could you explain 409 Family for us? We may have some listeners who have never heard of your business, so this may be a chance to kind of reach a new audience.
So 409 Family started from basically all of my travels, like all the things that I have done. I was homeschooled from middle school through high school, came to Lamar, moved off like I just spoke about. But so I've known what it's like to be the new kid in town, to not be very comfortable where you are at first, and have to, you know, put roots down and not always have your community or your family right there nearby. But I have also experienced what it's like to put yourself out there, and there's always someone there to meet you, and you build this like family of your own, and it's just really something special. So in doing all those things, I've gleaned a lot of wisdom and what I loved about stuff, what I didn't love, and I got to pick out what was a good fit for me and my family, and I appreciated that so much. So 409 Family basically came about from those experiences. I started this Facebook group called Blessed Moms of SETX on Facebook, and there's over 7,000 local women on it now.
Wow. And how long has that been around? That's a lot of followers.
Well, I just opened it up as a way to reconnect with people that I knew here growing up.
Yeah.
And then, but also to make new friends, to open those doors. And, people that maybe, it can be kind of transient around here in this area with all the plants and the different jobs and stuff. And so
that's so true. And it's to be able to support each other.
And you can feel kind of closed off when you do, because it's this kind of one extreme or the another of people that have grown up and lived together, so they're firmly planted and together, and they're not looking to open doors because they're good. And then others that are transient and they don't have anyone, and it's kind of weird and scary to step out by yourself. And so I wanted to marry those together and be a bridge in that, I guess. And so that's kind of what that group has become, and it's super unique and wonderful, and this gracious, safe space to just be together, ask questions, sell things, whatever you can come up with, honestly. Gotcha. So it's not just like a mom group, which I love, because those can be a lot in overwhelming sometimes. Right. But it's just a true community of people. And from that, I wanted to make a public space for that, and I wasn't quite sure how to do it. And so I've loved that people see the value in the group, and everyone has different talents and ideas. And so we all just kind of collaborate and talk together about that stuff. And it comes about from our friendships and relationships and experiences. And so now we have 409family.com, and it's a public website that people can go and use. So, and everyone's a part of a family. Like, there's dads, there's moms, there's grandparents, aunts, uncles, the children, the young adults here at Lamar, and everyone can be a part of this. So there's local guides on the website. There's a free event calendar that any local can add their public event that they want to invite the community to. And it's free. So
that's huge. Having a coordinated calendar that everyone can take part in, I think that's super awesome.
Yeah, and we have local contributors, so volunteer writers will write, and I just have a platform for them to say what's on their hearts or to share their wisdom. Like, there's a financial advisor, and he shares some things about ways to keep your budget up in this economy and different things like that. Nice. Or ones that are into fitness or sports. Kyle Nelson has written for us, athletic.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
for Lamar. A little LU athletics. Shout out, Kyle.
Love him. And so there's just so much going on, and I love that we have the little tagline of it's by 409 families for 409 families. And so it's just this, it really is all about, at the heart of it, it's community. And so we just keep that going, whether it's volunteering together, donating, finding fun things to do, hearing of a need and helping to meet that together. Maybe I can't do it, but someone else can. And the more you grow and build each other, that circle, it's amazing what we can do. And we're such a resilient area. Like, there's no shortage of helping
hands. We've
had
to learn how to be resilient for sure. But like you said, it's resource sharing, and it's coming together to share and build and grow and just help each other. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like. That's fantastic. So something you did mention, I liked the way that you worded this when you spoke about how 409 Family came about. You said, in 2016, we landed back where it all started here in Southeast Texas, and I was excited to rediscover my hometown with kids in tow. I love that quote, because I love the rediscover part of that, because things have changed, in Beaumont and the surrounding area, Southeast Texas in general. So I think highlighting that, and like you said, the new events calendar and letting people know what's available and what they can take part in, that's huge.
It's amazing what it's all come out to be. And I love that it's not just me. Like, it really is helping hands, all the people coming together to show off what they love about the 409 area code.
I love that. That's passionate people who want to see our community thrive.
Exactly.
Very important. So while we're kind of on the 409 family train, let's go ahead and roll into the talking about 409 Day. This is an event that this will be the second year it's taking place. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and tell our listeners date, time, location, all the fun details, and what can they expect from this event?
So 409 Day is happening again at Terrell Park on the last Saturday of April, April 27th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We had it city proclamated last year on our first event that it awesome. Would be the last Saturday of April every year is 409 Day, and it's grown into 409 weekend now.
Great.
By another city proclamation, and so it's evolving and growing and thriving into again, we're just showcasing. It started out as a way to just celebrate like our first anniversary of 409 family, and we wanted that, it's community, so we had to have some sort of community picnic and party together.
Right. Bring the community in. Why not?
It evolved into this thing of showcasing all that we love about the 409 area code. So now you can come and you can see our entire, the entire entertainment lineup is jam-packed from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There is a show coming every hour, kind of a thing. So there's Fantastic. The Southeast Texas Line Steppers, the Beaumont Community Players with their musical teasers, and some local rap artists, and just... I'm not even naming all of them. The Mexican Heritage Society.
Even what you just named, I love the diversity that you are showcasing.
Yes, there is something for everyone there. And there's a ton of food trucks, of course, because we love food here. And it shows all the diversity here in our culinary area. And then the family fun booths are they're just a favorite in general, because it's all these businesses and organizations that are here, and they already serve and work within the community, and they are making games and crafts and activities and giving away things and just spending time with the community out here. So there's story times, there's you know, martial arts demonstrations, there's painting with Inez, and just everything going
on. Just fun interactive
stuff. Yes, and the Kids Zone is sponsored by ExxonMobil, so we have all of the bounce houses, free face painting. They have Mice Ice coming out, so you get to run in that little gerbil wheel to make your
snow cone. To make your own snow cone by running in a wheel.
Yes, and then you get to tour all of these gems that are always in Terrell Park. So go to, there's a scavenger hunt at the Botanical Gardens when you come in. You can shuttle down over to Cattail Marsh and walk the boardwalk and be a part of their regular programming. They have free yoga every morning on Saturdays, and they have crafts and activities there. The Stables have their $10 pony rides. The Spindletop Straight Shooters, they're a Junior Olympic development, and they're giving you free archery lessons at the archery range. Like,
how neat.
Just so much that's going on. And
and that stuff takes place on a regular basis, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's the great part, is that we're not doing anything new. We're just highlighting and like putting it all in one place for you on one day where you can take it all in.
It's like providing a megaphone for Southeast Texas. This is what you can do any weekend. Just, we happen to be highlighting it on this one day. So come out and check it out.
Right.
I love that. So I do want to mention really quickly, 409 weekend involves a Lamar football game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So there's lots to check out. I know that's the Friday before, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Let's take a quick moment to pause and catch everyone up in case we have some radio listeners who might just now be tuning in. Today, we're talking to LU alumna and owner of 409 Family, Danielle Sutton. Danielle, I know you're newly elected to the Lamar Alumni Advisory Board. We mentioned that earlier. Would you like to talk about that experience, or maybe just some memories that stand out from your time when you were here at LU?
Being a part of the board is really amazing to me. I love that they take the time to kind of show us around what's new on campus, what is developing, what's happening. We got to go see like the nursing facilities and those the live things happening there. It's incredible. I mean, I don't always understand everything. Obviously, that's not my field.
A lot to cover.
But it's brilliant. And I love that they can explain it in a way I can understand. And I really appreciated that. And we get to see the students. Like, it's not just alumni. Like, we're actually seeing the students that are here on campus now. Yes. And their professions and their talents and what they're, you know, these innovative things that they're doing and going out into the world soon. And these seniors, I'm just so proud and I'm excited for them. And I'm grateful that I get to kind of play a part in that, too. So that's been my favorite part so far.
Yeah. Well, thank you for serving. We're definitely glad. You're a wonderful addition to the board.
Thank you.
As far as your time when you were here at Lamar, do you want to share maybe some favorite memories or maybe something that stood out? Maybe there's a student listening who might say, you know, maybe they're about to get their degree or something. Any pointers you want to give them or things that stood out from your time here?
The best part for me was the mentorships that I had of I happened to go to church with some friends, and they were seniors while I was a freshman, and I got to go through and plan out my whole graduate timeline of and successfully like complete my degree in 4 years with ease almost. And because of them leading me, like, they just kind of incorporated me into what they were doing. And I really appreciate it when those upperclassmen take the time to help us lowerclassmen and walk you through it. Yeah. It makes a difference. And I think we don't always realize it when we're in that moment. And when you step away or you get to hear about it later on, it really means a lot. I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time on campus. I put myself through college. And so I worked part time. I say that with the air quotes, you know.
I understand the air quotes.
But I got to be a first year generation graduate in my family. And so it was really neat that, you know, my parents actually started out here at Lamar, and they didn't get to finish. And so I was pretty determined to make sure that happened for me. And so I appreciated everything being so nearby, and that this was my hometown, and I got to be kind of poured into by all of these people that helped to raise me. And it's really special to come back here. And now my kids get to walk. I showed them around campus. We went to the Christmas light things.
Oh, I love it.
So I love that I still get to be a part of the events. Or I get to do the things I didn't really get to do, like the rediscovery that we talked about. I get to explore everything I didn't do growing up, honestly.
See all these different facets of the campus.
Yes. It's huge. And it's so much has been added. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
A lot of new updates. Yeah. It's great. Really quickly, tell us, how can people stay connected to 409 Family?
So we have a website. It's really easy, 409family.com. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram. We have a 409 Day Facebook and Instagram as well. So if you're looking to just see that specifically, you can follow along with our Celebrate 409 campaign happening for the whole month of April and see some specials and deals there. Just message if you have a question. I'll be quick to answer. I like to be your little, I guess, a concierge of Southeast Texas. And
I love that.
Yeah.
So Danielle, thank you for joining me today on the LU Moment and for sharing your positivity throughout the 409. This area is blessed to have amazing ambassadors, and you're definitely one of them.
Thanks.
For the listeners out there, remember to save the date for 409 Day, taking place on Saturday, April 27th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Terrell Park in Beaumont. Also, keep 409 Weekend on your radar, which includes the Lamar University football's red and white spring game on Friday, April 26th at 7 p.m. That'll take place at the Provost Umphrey Stadium. As always, please make sure to search LU Moment on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to keep up with the weekly stories just like this one. Don't forget to keep up with our socials. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at the username Lamar University. This is John Rollins, Associate Director of Community Relations and Public Affairs here at LU, and we'll talk to you next time.